Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
And I know that the American people are ready to elect a woman president. And you know what? Hillary Clinton will go into the White House as one of the most qualified people to go into the White House. In addition to being a woman. In addition to being a woman.
And that's folks, what would a day be like without Nancy Pelosi and the Bugs Bunny Looney Tunes track behind her? Yes, indeed, San Francisco politics will soon never be the same. The most corrupt city in America for several months now. I've been saying that, and people have laughed at me, and they said, how dare he say that, to the point where I was afraid to walk the streets of the city, and I was shocked yesterday to learn that concurrent with my observations was an FBI investigation of one of the most powerful Democrats the state had ever seen, who was arrested yesterday, Leyland Yee. And what's interesting is that here was a man who had tried to fight for even more gun control, arrested for gun running. It gets worse. We had an FBI agent call the call screener, and he told him, I can't go on the air, but tell Michael to tell his audience this is just the beginning. Other Democrats will be swept up in this net. My only fear is that Eric Holder will overstep his authority once again, as he did in the Harry Reid case 2 weeks ago, and try to quash this case before it reaches the level it should reach. If that happens, there needs to be an immediate march of a million people on the state capitol to demand Eric Holder's impeachment, because this country cannot survive with this level of corruption. Now, I want to back up for a minute. I'm going to talk to you today about this being the most corrupt administration since Warren Harding. You don't know who Warren Harding is, but you're going to learn today. And when you learn that, I'm going to ask you to call this show and name Obama's most corrupt acts. Name Obama's most corrupt acts. If you live in San Francisco and you'd like to talk about the subway to nowhere that runs from Chinatown to North Beach and who the construction giant is who got this no-bid contract to dig this subway to nowhere, we're open for business at 855-407-282. Or if you live in San Francisco and you know where those 730-odd pieces of art are, who stole them, who borrowed them, and whose offices they're sitting, who sold them, who bought them, where is the missing art? The greatest story about missing art since the Holocaust happening right here in the most corrupt city in America. And I can guarantee you, because of the Leyland Yee case, those paintings are on their way back to the museum. I can guarantee you in unmarked brown envelopes, because they know what's coming. Now, I want to back up. I've got to back up on the Savage Nation for a number of reasons. Are you ready for this? I watched a show last night, documentary footage about the Vietnam War. I told you I know a military history channel, which they've changed to Heroes Channel for whatever reason. And there was a story about Charlie Company, which almost got wiped out but didn't get wiped out. In fact, wiped out the enemy, and the newspapers reported that all Americans were killed in a certain action in order to make the Viet Cong look stronger. Now, I said to myself, journalists have always corrupted the truth to sell papers and to make names for themselves, today being no different. The Vietnam War lies, for example, where they said the Tet Offensive was successful and beat the American troops, that was a big lie. In fact, the Tet Offensive was stopped by the American troops. But the vermin in the media, who continue today in intergenerational corruption, unlike any we've ever seen, started with Walter Cronkite, who I said was Walter Crankenhaus, a man I grew up on thinking was reliable. He was one of the worst left-wing types of all time. So I asked myself at the end of that show, I asked myself, Mike, are you exaggerating Obama's lies, crimes, and corruption, his lying and his cronyism? Michael, are you exaggerating what Obama is doing? Are you just as guilty of exaggeration as those left-wing journalists have been since the beginning of time? And I have to say to myself, well, let me examine it, because if I don't examine myself, who will? I take myself very seriously, incidentally. And I have a list of over 252 examples of Obama's corruption, cronyism, lying, and law-breaking. Any other president would have been in jail by now. But because he is not a white male, he gets away with virtual murder. And I use the word murder, specifically murder, because he's murdered American citizens without the approval of Congress. This original list was compiled by an individual I never met, a blog, Dan from Sorrel Hill. Apparently that's in Pennsylvania. And he begins his list with this. One, carried out military interventionism in Libya without congressional approval. Remember that? 2011, U.S. Congressman Dennis Kucinich, the Ohio, said that Obama had violated the Constitution when he launched military operations in Libya without congressional approval. Well, we're starting there, and we're going to go on. And I'm going to ask you on the Savage Nation to join me. And I want you to help the audience understand what I'm talking about. I want you to call the show and name Obama's most corrupt acts. I want the list. The phone number is 855-400-7282. Again, there's no better critic of Michael Savage than Michael Savage. I can make jokes. I can talk about Teddy. There's a great new picture, by the way, of me in the dental chair yesterday with Teddy on my... I'm laying back in the dental chair with the dentist next to me, and there's Teddy on my lap in the dental chair to protect me from the dentist. It's a beautiful picture. He looks like a mini lion. He should be worth over $2 million, but he's not one of those 10 dogs that the Chinese has to trade for $2 million. But this guy looks like a little lion. The dentist was a little bit intimidated by him for a minute, but it's a great picture. And I go back and forth, and then I can float like a butterfly and sting like a bee, to quote Muhammad Ali. The fact of the matter is, we're dealing with a very dangerous individual in the White House, because not only is he the most corrupt, divisive, lying president in American history, perhaps not since Harding, but including Harding, but because he is not a white male, he has gotten away with it, and he's liable to get away with even more, because you're a coward! You're a coward! You're afraid to even speak in your own house about what you see with your own eyes. You've been so intimidated by the vermin in this country, who are a small minority of shrill individuals, that they've throttled you and deballed you and turned you into a gelding. The universities are now nothing but cesspools of propaganda. I'll give you another example of that before I go back to this list of corruption in this administration. Tape came to us today from the University of Wisconsin, a once great university, now turned into a left-wing cesspool of pollution. A black radical was invited to the university in 2010 to give a speech where he called the 2010 election an example of white rage. And he went on with more of his racist lies. He's sort of a mini-me Obama. In other words, the real Obama probably talks like this behind closed doors. This guy was recorded secretly by a student who posted this sentiment. The student was admonished. The university then said, from now on, any student who does this will be expelled from the university. This is what the University of Wisconsin has become under the gays, lesbians, communists, who have taken over the academics and destroyed freedom of speech. That's right. In the name of freedom of speech, they've stolen freedom of speech. The corruption is overwhelming. And the corruption on a national level, as I say, might be overwhelming. But city by city and state by state, wherever a Democrat, socialist, takes over, you see nothing but rampant third world level corruption, as in San Francisco. And let's see how far the Leyland Yee case really goes. Let's see if Eric Holder would dare block another investigation. I don't think Eric Holder fears anything, not with the drunk Boehner on the other side, because if we had a legitimate opposition party, as you're supposed to have in a two-party system, as you're supposed to have in a true democracy, Eric Holder would have been indicted a long time ago. But Boehner doesn't exist. Boehner is nothing but Mantan with a tie. Just as I said a few weeks ago, Teddy Roosevelt had an ad. There was an adage about him. I think he said it. I talk softly and carry a big stick. And under Obama, we've gone to talk loudly and carry a limp stick. Yes, carry the limp stick. Now Obama's at the Vatican hiding the post for us. The most anti-Christian president in modern American history is now wrapping himself in the robe of the Holy Father. Well, in some ways, the both of them are two birds of the same feather. They're there to discuss income inequality, don't you know? One flying on Air Force One, while his wife is flying on Air Force Two, and the Pope is flying on Vatican One, and they're talking about income inequality. Don't you just love it? The first non-European Pope for 1,200 years, a product of hardline Marxism his entire life, a former bartender, and we're supposed to get on our hands and knees because he's in the Vatican, and Obama's wrapping his arms around them under the guise of a New World tax to help the poor. The hypocrisy rages, by the way, from every corner of the globe. And I don't know how long the middle class can survive this level of corruption and gangsterism that we see in this country. I don't know how long it can go on. But again, I invite you to call to see if I exaggerate with your idea of Obama's most corrupt acts. I questioned myself last night after watching that Vietnam War documentary, where the men did in fact survive. And yet the so-called journalists of CBS and NBC reported that the entire platoon had been wiped. Actually, it was larger than a platoon. I think it was something like 100 or 80 men were killed by the Viet Cong. They tried to show the Viet Cong as victorious because, as you well know, the left wing always wanted the enemy to win, just as they now want the enemies of America to win, and just as they put a true enemy of America with an entire gang around them in charge of this country. So again, join me if you've got something to add to the program. And I'm going to tell you right now a question. I'm going to ask you a question. What do Attorney General Harry Doherty and Secretary of the Interior Albert Fall have in common with Attorney General Eric Holder and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton? Now, history buffs around the nation immediately understand this comparison. And I'm sure they're nodding along, waiting for the rest of this. You see these unknown names to you. Doherty and Fall both served under the 29th president of the U.S., Warren Harding. The Harding administration holds distinction in three regards. First, Harding died in office in San Francisco after serving 2.5 years, the circumstances around his death being mysterious, and his wife then returned to Washington and burned all of his papers immediately following Harding's death. So don't think that the corruption and cronyism started today. Second, the Harding administration is generally regarded as the singular most corrupt presidency in U.S. history. And an example of this is something I learned in high school, which I fully didn't understand, the Teapot Dome scandal. I'll tell you more about that later. But there are many comparisons, between the Obama administration and the Harding administration, and I will give them to you, and I'll show you how Harding wrapped himself around liberal issues while ripping off the nation for himself and his cronies. 855-400-7282. This is the Savage Nation. Let's take one quick call. Charlie, KSO, fire away. You're on the air. Charlie, go ahead, please.
Yeah, Charlie, I was Democrat up until then I started.
All right, Charlie, speed it up. Talk a little quicker, please. This is a national show.
Okay.
All right, thanks for the call. Look, see, this is the problem with call screen. They think that it's I'm such a connected individual in terms of my ability to connect with people who listen to the show that when you guys call me, you think you know me. You don't really know me. I'm just a voice in the radio. I'm under a lot of pressure to produce a show that people listen to. If you go on like you're talking to your Aunt Mildred in Minneapolis, so did you get the chocolate I sent you? Really? And how's the Bursitis? Oh, and by the way, there's 100,000 troops on the border with Ukraine. What do you think of that? You think Putin will invade? And how are your hemorrhoids? And you're taking Preparation Z? The thing is, you don't know me. I'm not your friend. Try to remember this is a national. I know that I make it so homey and real. You think that it's just a chat. It isn't. Create Verve, call screen, and make sure they have some power and energy and zap, and I'll be back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from, SwissAmerica.com.
Hello, people. Todd Bollinger here, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. There is a drug-resistant superbug, Perfect Storm, on a collision course with mankind. Infections that were previously treatable are returning with a vengeance. The rise of the superbugs is here, much to our chagrin. This fact associated with the end of the age of antibiotic drugs is rapidly approaching. Drugs are quickly becoming increasingly irrelevant as bacteria and microorganisms have learned to evolve and outsmart these drugs. But there is a solution. I've seen it firsthand. You must obtain Carnivora. That's CARNIVORA.com. Used successfully by a U.S. president in 1985. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's 1-866-VENUS-FLY. I'm urging you to try Carnivora. You must protect yourself and your loved ones now. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY today.
One little joint supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you're looking for. Until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary two-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-514-5679. Instaflex provides powerful, effective joint relief for your knees, hands, even your hips. Prove it to yourself by calling now for your complimentary sample. Instaflex is available at GNC, Walgreens, and Vitamin Shop. You can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-514-5679. Call now for your two-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-514-5679.
Do you unfile tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse, much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And you owe the IRS back payroll taxes. Chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collections, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with a Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get Shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-299-1855. That's 800-299-1855. 800-299-1855.
Is your welder staining your toilet sinks and clothes? Does your water smell and taste bad? End these problems with HydroPure's revolutionary well water system. What's it? HydroCare removes high levels of iron, hydrogen sulfide, sediment, and many other contaminants that are distasteful and damaging your fixtures. Unlike other expensive complex systems, HydroCare's multi-stage well water system costs only $799. Doesn't require any tax, backwashing, or electricity. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Try now, pay later. HydroCare, the smart technology for all your water problems.
Go to bestwaternow.com or call now 1-866-979-9147. That's 1-866-979-9147.
The revolution in clean water is here. HydroCare.
Hey. Thousand criminals get rich off a hidden home security flaw. You want to hear it? Almost every alarm has this defect. They're even sold by big-name companies. You shell out $1,500, you get locked into a long-term contract. You think you're safe, right? But a burglar could destroy your alarm in a few seconds with just a pair of scissors. Did you know that? The dangerous defect? Your alarm's phone alarm. If a burglar cuts it, bingo, you're defenseless. But SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice, built by Harvard engineers. SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. That means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring under $15 a month. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. No contracts. I love them. Protect your home with the alarm I trust, SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeSavage.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. You got it? That's SimpliSafeSavage.com. SimpliSafeSavage, Savage.com.
The chair wishes to reiterate the announcement of February 26th, 2013 concerning core practice. Members should periodically rededicate themselves to the core principles of proper parliamentary practice that are so essential in maintaining order and deliberacy in the House. And the chair believes that a few of these principles bear emphasis today. Members should refrain from trafficking in the well while another, including the presiding officer,
he's addressing the House.
Members should wear appropriate business attire during all sittings of the House, however brief their appearance on the floor might be. And you know who you are.
Now, here's a time when Russia is massing 100,000 troops on the border of Ukraine. Obama is dithering over the Vatican. The first lady's blowing a $30 million budget on a trip to the Great Wall. And this moron, John Boehner, is telling members to make certain that they address the House properly and wear the right clothing. And they should wear appropriate business attire, and they should stop from trafficking in the well. What do you mean trafficking what in the well? Crack cocaine? What are they trafficking in the well? I know you drink well drinks because you're cheap. No doubt you wouldn't buy something premium. You're probably the type that goes out during happy hour and only orders well drinks, but we don't know what trafficking in the well means. It sounds rather corrupt to me. Here's some breaking news, which is laughable. State Senator Leyland Yee has withdrawn candidacy for Secretary of State of California, according to his attorney. Gee, I wonder why the Democrats, under the most corrupt Democrat party in American history in California, forced Leyland Yee to withdraw his candidacy. Could it be because maybe then a Republican might have a chance to break the one-party domination not seen in the state since Roman times? Such a lock rip on the population, ripped to death with taxes, illegal aliens swimming in the soup. They're afraid that one Republican might win in this corrupt state? You got it. That's why they said to Leyland, you better withdraw, because the longer you stay in office, the more the opposition may have an opportunity to let the morons in California understand how corrupt we really are. Thank you, Mr. Steinberg in Los Angeles, for being a great leader. At least you know how to crack your whip and get your troops out of the well. 855-400-7282. So I talked to you about a Warren Harding versus Obama. And I try to make it a comparisons between the corruption of the two. Look, it's a talk show. It's not a university where I can go on in a seminar for 2 hours. If it was a graduate seminar, I could give you a two-hour monologue right now on the monologue of Harding versus Obama and the corruption and how I'm not exaggerating. But it's at a university. The audience is 50,000 times larger per minute. It's the savage nation. You're part of it. I'll do the best I can. Okay?
Join the savage nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, face it. Shaving is a pain. Most people think an expensive razor. Well, that's the fix. But 3 blades, 6 blades, 15 blades won't matter. You're still going to get Nick's frustration. The secret to a pain-free shave is Cremo Cream. Foams and gels are most scared, but Cremo is a rich and possibly slick cream. Any razor will glide over your skin for a more comfortable, pain-free shave. You want a better shave? Get a better shave cream. Cremo, white tube with a red cap at Walmart and Walgreens.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is only going to get worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help at 1-800-334-5070. All tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. And we have an A-plus rating with the BBB. So get protected. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 1-800-334-5070.
Hi, I'm Joan Lynn. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, and important information. They have obviously researched every place, not just given the names. The only place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call or go online to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-467-7530. 800-467-7530.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it. You could junk it. Or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It'll be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car. And as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-895-8035. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
That's the sound of people throwing out their old dehumidifiers. They've replaced them with a computerized wave ventilation unit. Wave ventilation expels moisture, gases, and toxins that are trapped in your basement or crawl space and replaces it with drier, fresher air. Wave ventilation requires no maintenance. There are no buckets to empty or filters to change. And compared to a dehumidifier, it will save you hundreds of dollars each year in energy costs.
I recently installed a unit and was stunned by the difference. I had a dehumidifier for almost 20 years without ever getting rid of that musty smell. Now, the smell is finally gone.
Say goodbye to your dehumidifier and get a wave unit for your home.
For free information, go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE. Satisfaction guaranteed. Just go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Whether it's a serious fall, fire danger, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with its slogan, Help I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects its members. Here are some of them.
When you have a heart attack like I did, and there's no one there, Life Alert is there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Now, Life Alert can also protect you in a fire emergency with a system that automatically notifies a monitoring center.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can avoid delay going to a nursing facility. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-877-522-2215. That's 1-877-522-2215. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure at 1-877-522-2215.
If you wanted to create a path of service on services, media, diplomat of the highest standing, respected in a country, knowledge of so many of you commitment to family and children. Really seeing it all from the vantage point of First Lady, really important, but in her own, and that was in her own life too, but further in her own life is the United States Senators in the legislative and executive branch in most of the world.
Yeah. Being a woman is superior. I mean, as we saw happen with our first black president. You can just imagine what's going to happen with our first woman president. I mean, if you elect someone based either on their race or on their gender, why then what you're electing is a figment of your own imagination, probably a figment of your own reverse racism and your own fears. What you ought to do is elect somebody based upon their quality of character and their experience rather than on their race or their gender. But, of course, that's like talking to myself. No. My dog, I have a better chance of my dog understanding me than the average citizen of San Francisco. Speaking of cronyism, there was an article that was sent to me that was posted in September of 2011, which I'm going to read to you. Crony socialism. Obama gives $737 million loan to a solar firm linked to the Pelosi clan. This is from the Gateway Pundit. It's as if Solyndra never happened, they write. The Obama administration is giving $737 million to a Tonopah Solar, a subsidiary of a California-based solar reserve. PCG is an investment partner with Solar Reserve. Nancy Pelosi's brother-in-law happens to be the number two man at PCG. Team Obama is spending $737 million to create 45 permanent jobs, the Hill reported via Free Republic. By the way, the loan gap will help finance construction of the Crescent Dunes Solar Energy Project, a 110-megawatt solar power generating facility in Nye County, Nevada. The project was sponsored by Tonopah Solar, a subsidiary of California-based Solar Reserve. Crescent Dunes, the latest solar project to receive a loan guarantee from the Energy Department in recent weeks. The department announced the $1.2 billion loan guarantee to Abengoa Solar for a solar generation project in California. Who's on that board? Who's benefited from that? Which solar plant to nowhere is the owner of that one? Well, it goes on and on. So as I say, the connections between Warren Harding and Obama are overwhelming in terms of corruption. And again, if you want to just Google the Dome scandal, you'll see the connection between the two. But what were the differences? What were the examples between this? I can't spell it all out, but one of the obvious comparisons between the Obama administration and the corrupt Harding administration? Well, Harding pushed for disarmament at the League of Nations. Sound familiar? He supported women's suffrage. Does that sound familiar? He publicly condemned lynchings, which everybody would agree with, but again, he was again capitalizing on racial issues. Harding was also interested in government regulation of radio and conversion of the part of the U.S. naval fleet into civilian merchant vessels. So how are Daugherty and Fall related to Clinton and Holder? Well, very, very directly and very indirectly. Now, it may be too much for us to believe that the Obama administration will crash headlong into a wall like Harding's did in order for them to fall the way Harding's did. But the fact of the matter is, corruption is about equal to it. And the fact of the matter also is that this administration will likely surpass Warren Harding's as the most scandal, crony-ridden presidency in U.S. history. At least that's one man's opinion. And if that's too much information for you in one day, I apologize. It's the most I can do to constrain myself lately with the news that's going on, such as Russia massing 100,000 troops on the border with Ukraine. Look like they're getting the invasion. I don't know who will run to next. He's gone to the Pope on Crimea. If Putin invades Ukraine, I guess myself. And I don't know that we even have a space shuttle to get him there because he gave away his space shuttle money. Let's go back. You forgot that. Huh? Let's go to WS Chicago, one of my new affiliates. And Mike, welcome to the program.
Hello, Michael. God bless you. You are the John the Baptist of conservatism in the waistline of liberalism.
Well, that's nice to hear, but John the Baptist wound up his head on a tree. I hope that I don't have any comparisons there. What else is in your mind?
Sorry about that.
Yes. So in addition to that, what do you have to say about Mr. Obama's administration?
Oh, Obamacare is the most corrupt legislation this world has ever seen. And a person called into another talk show who has autoimmune disease, and his premiums are six times that what the normal person would pay.
Oh, I thought it was going to help people with the previously diagnosed conditions.
Yes.
So everything that he promised people is a lie. Listen, Obamacare was set up for one reason only, and that is to set up new companies so they can be raped and the public can be robbed. The new insurers, the new providers are all owned by cronies of Obama. It had nothing to do with health care. It had to do with setting us up so corrupt so that only the cronies of Obama could profit in the trillions. It has nothing to do with health care whatsoever. Thank you for the... You have yet to see what's coming. if you think the solar option was bad, and it certainly is, with crony capitalism, $737 million to this one, a billion to that one, again, no investigation. Where does Solyndra money go? The FBI raided Solyndra, remember, $500 million. Where's that investigation? It's in Eric Holder's toilet, probably, with all the rest of the toilet paper investigations that were started by the brave people at the FBI. One man is now the czar of the FBI. He can take real investigations and destroy them. Is that the kind of country you want to live in? A country that is this corrupt, run by a czar in the Attorney General's office, who kill FBI men's work, where they risk their lives for the sanctity of the offices that they hold, and then they can be destroyed by this man called Eric Holder, who was corrupt from the get-go. He was corrupt before they appointed him. But who do we have on the opposition? We have the pallbearers like John Boehner. Yeah, the pallbearers who were more concerned with how people dress during business hours than how they vote during business hours. That's why we're in such trouble right now. Ye Quis Secretary of State race. Restaurants of Ye Saga. Now that interests me. That more interests me more. Prominent meeting spots mention a case against Leland Ye and Shrimp Boy Chow. I want to see what they eat because I eat in the greasiest Chinese restaurants. Let's see if I know any of these. Yesterday they got a name as restaurants? It's like a crime novel. Here's one, New Asia, with all the places. Looks like a keyhole, the entrance to it. And let's see this, Yank Sing. I had some dim sum there years ago. Okay, not bad. It's downtown. It used to be in another place. It's a good dim sum spot. Okay, but I feel bad for the dark side. I feel bad for the fish in the fish tank, so I don't go there. And let's see, is the water bar? Never went to it. Not my cup of tea. Too yuppie for me. Let's see what else. Like Alexander Steakhouse? I have not eaten in a steakhouse since I was born. For some reason, well, for one, I don't eat steak to begin with. Maybe once every 5 years I'll have a steak when I feel suicidal. I might have a cigarette and a steak. No, I mean, well, who eats a steak in this day and age? Once in a while. I don't eat that. Let's see what else he ate in Roy's. Another place that I wouldn't be caught dead in. The better the art on the wall, the worse the food on the plate. Let me put it that way. The cleaner the white tablecloth, the dirtier the food. That's not a bad analogy. It's why I eat in my schlocky Chinese restaurants. If they have an open kitchen, if you know, where there's no window or doors, I'll eat in them. I will not eat in a Chinese restaurant when it's not open to the kitchen. Forget about it. But this is where he met. All right, that's it. To each his own. Everyone has their own taste. Nice art on the wall. I could just imagine what the food tastes like. I have my birthday coming up this weekend. I got a restaurant for my family and a few friends. I don't even want to go out. I got sick last night. Who can eat at night? You know, what was her? The great writer. What was her name? The health writer. I'm going to get this checked in a minute. She said, eat breakfast like a king, eat lunch like a prince, and eat dinner like a pauper. It's true, though. You know, the more you eat at night, you can't digest the food. I forget her name. She died of cancer. All the lecturing, because, you know, it's the way of all flesh. No one gets out of this alive. So who are you going to believe at the end of the day? No, that's not her name. I forget. She was a very famous health writer in the 60s. Everyone read her books. No. I can't remember her name, no matter how I try. And it was just on the tip of my tongue. But that was her adage. Eat breakfast like a king, lunch like a prince, and dinner like a pauper. It's true, by the way. The nights I eat a yogurt and a few grapes, I sleep better. Last night I had beef bourguignon and beer. I was sick all night long. I could hardly sleep. 3 a.m, I walked to the door. I thought I was howling like on the deck. Awful. Who could sleep after beef bourguignon? It's a dish created for like Basque farmers after they were out in the field for 12 hours. It's not meant for American people who have sedentary lifestyles. I don't remember her name, but she died of a raging form of cancer, which I diagnosed as a result of her session with B12, by the way. And I did this in the book called The Skeptical Nutritionist in 1983. She died of a form of cancer that is actually stimulated by cyanocobalamin, which is a form of vitamin B12. And I suggested it was because of her high dosages of B12 that actually stimulated the cancer. I wrote that in at Dell Davis, the doctor's army. She was a pioneer in many ways. She was an uneducated educator in nutrition. As a result, she kind of just trained some tests to the advantage of the reader, but not to the advantage of their health, which still goes on in the health business. But nevertheless, I studied what she had done, and I connected the dots on the vitamin B12 obsession with her cancer. I could be wrong or I could be right. It's a good thesis. I myself avoid vitamin B12 in any large dosages. It's an extremely risky proposition to take mega doses of certain nutrients. That's all. Don't call on health. Please don't call me about the is duck urine good for you after full moon. I'm not going to answer it. I suggest you direct all such questions to Leyland Yee's office. Maybe Leyland Yee's assistant can answer those questions. I'm already bored with this subject. Obamacare navigators helping people enroll at Mexican consulates. Can you believe this government? The Obama administration has been helping to facilitate a series of events nationwide at Mexican consulate offices to enroll people in Obamacare, regardless of citizenship. This is an impeachable offense. Any administration that caters to non-citizens is committing a felonious crime. They should go to prison for this. How are you going to stop them? How are you going to stop them is the question. When Obama meets with the Pope and wraps himself in the Pope's robes, how is that possible? How is this possible? Why would the Pope meet with a man like this when his own, I have it from the other day, I saved it for you. Here. What does it tell you about the Pope's hypocrisy? Vatican Chief Justice says Obama's policies are progressively more hostile to Christian civilization. Cardinal Redenberg, head of the highest court of the Vatican, said in a recent interview, Cardinal Berg added that Obama wants to restrict religious freedom and force the individuals outside of Israel to act against his rightly informed conscience, even in the most serious of moral questions. This is a very important paper, and yet the Pope himself, the former bartender, is meeting with Barack Obama, the former community organizer. It just shows you he's running the Western world. How long can the Western world stand with such incredible deceit and corruption from every level? How long can this go on? Probably for another 500 years. Why? Because the opposition to the Western world is even more corrupt and more incompetent. That's all, and they have fewer nuclear weapons. It's as simple as that. It is a zero-sum game. Whoever is less corrupt, I didn't say honest, I said whoever is less corrupt than the other and has more nuclear weapons wins. That's how the world works today. What do you want to talk about? I'm getting a red flasher now. I moved around a little bit from Chinese restaurants to corruption in the White House to the picture of Teddy. Look, I'm going to take a quick break. Listen to these ads very carefully, because without them, I wouldn't be here. But I will be right
back. Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from, SwissAmerica.com. Attention, did you know that certain changes at the IRS could affect your taxes in 2014? It's true. Pay attention. You can actually save on both 2013 and 2014 taxes if you act now by calling my friends at Swiss America, 800-289-2646. Listen, they will explain how to start or move an existing IRA or 401k into gold, silver, and platinum in a government-accepted precious metals IRA. Savage says the more you IRA, the less you IRS. Who would you rather pay, yourself or the government? Well, one simple five-minute call to Swiss America is the first step at 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. Don't delay. April 15th is fast approaching, and gold prices are up over 12% so far in 2014. Remember this, the more you IRA, the less you IRS. Call Swiss America now, 800-289-2646, and tell them Savage sent the call. It's still not too late, 800-289-2646. My friends at Swiss have simplified it for you. Take action now.
One little joint supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you're looking for. Until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary two-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway.
Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-514-5679. InstaLift provides powerful, effective joint relief for your knees, hands, even your hips. Prove it to yourself by calling now for your complimentary sample. InstaFlex is available at GNC, Walgreens, and Vitamin Shoppe. But you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-514-5679. Call now for your two-week InstaFlex sample. 1-800-514-5679.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse, much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collections, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-299-1855. That's 800-299-1855. 800-299-1855.
Is your well water staining your toilet sinks and clothes? Does your water smell and taste bad? End these problems with HydroCare's revolutionary well water system. Get clean, healthy, great-tasting water in every faucet. HydroCare removes high levels of iron, hydrogen sulfide, sediment, and many other contaminants that are distasteful and damaging your fixtures. Unlike other expensive complex systems, HydroCare's multi-stage well water system costs only $799. Doesn't require any tanks, vat washing, or electricity. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Try now, pay later. HydroCare, the smart technology for all your water problems.
Go to bestwaternow.com or call now 1-866-979-9147. That's 1-866-979-9147.
The revolution in clean water is here. HydroCare.
Hi, I'm Joan London. And if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names. Mm-hmm. They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call or go online to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-467-7530, 800-467-7530.
Hey, listen, the IRS just issued an identity theft alert to the millions of Americans who pay taxes, including many of my Savage listeners. LifeLock reminds us, identity thieves know that virtually all the info they need to steal your identity and even your life's savings is on your tax forms. Case in point, the Treasury Department announced that an ex-IRS employee used taxpayers' personal info to file multiple fraudulent returns, stealing more than $300,000 from taxpayers like you and me. Last year alone, identity thieves stole over $3 billion with fraudulent tax returns. This is too big for you to fight alone. Not even law enforcement can stop all identity theft. You've got to do something. If you're filing taxes this year, especially if you're filing online, do what I did and arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate Protection. Visit LifeLock.com now and enter your promo code SAVAGE or call and mention SAVAGE to save 10% on your LifeLock Ultimate membership. You call 800-838-9050. That's 800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. Network does not cover all transactions. Welcome back. It's 55 minutes after the hour. If you've always wanted to live in a junkie's apartment but never had the opportunity now awaits you. Philip Seymour Hoffman's apartment on the market. 35 Bethune Street last fall. Now is your chance to live in the apartment where tragic actor, narcissist, and junkie Philip Seymour Hoffman died. The fourth floor unit at 35 Bethune Street, where the Oscar winner OD'd last month, is now on the market for rent of $10,500 a month. Hoffman had lived at the address since last fall, and he rented it for $9,995 a month. A source told the New York Post they did a big cleanup. Well, you never know. They could have left a needle in the mattress, or you never know where you might find one. But always wanted to live in a junkie's apartment. There it is. You can rent the Pickwick House for $10,500 a month. Only in New York City could people want to live in a junkie's apartment. I mean, that's some advertisement. I mean, there's a rule in real estate. You never tell anyone if you're selling a house that someone died in there or there was a suicide. You never disclose that because it's got it's an onus on it. But apparently in New York City, if a junkie died in it, that adds to the rent. It went up like $500 a month because of the junkie stardom. Let's see, it was $99.95 and now it's $10.5. Well, that's $500 right there. $505 a month for the star-studded relationship. Anywho, Philip Seymour Hoffman. They made such a hero out of him. A war hero you'd never heard of. But this, the junkie, a victim. It went on for 3 months. Inside the junkie's brain. Inside the junkie's needle. Inside Philip Seymour Hoffman's tragic loafers. Inside the junkie's drug peddler's mind. Inside the drug of the drug junkie. Inside the junkie's junk. Junk inside the junkie's junkster. Inside the junkie's trunk. This went on for 4 months. He was a very good actor. And what else did he give society?
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, the Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
And a pink carnation. Well, it's because it's springtime. Graduation time, I guess. I don't know when that is. It's all a blur to me. Welcome to the Savage Nation Hour 2. Bum, bum, a white sport coat. You know, some days I wake up, I feel like Methuselah. Today, I just had an espresso with a piece of lemon, a sliver of lemon, Italian style. Unbelievable. And now I feel like I can conquer the world. A man like me should live 1,000 years. Sometimes I feel like the character in Zorba the Greek. I feel like getting up and stretching and screaming, a man like me should live 1,000 years. But none of us lives 1,000 years. And so since it's the way of all flesh for all of us, and everyone listening to this show will be dead within 100 years, welcome to the program. No, someone once said that to me in high school. There's always such smart kids in my high school. I don't know what they were. The doctor's kids. The doctor's kids were usually the smartest in my day. They were whiz kids. I would struggle through the classes. These kids were so, they always had statements that were so mature. You know that their mothers were like teachers and they had dinners with like suits and ties on. We ate in undershirts in my house. Yelled at each other. The whole meal was screaming and yelling. Over nothing. Over the drop of a hat. In other words, you could never digest a meal in my house unless you screamed at each other. There'd be no digestive juices. It was a way of life. The screaming and yelling got you so agitated that the digestion worked properly. I wouldn't know how to eat if it was calm. But these kids came from different kinds of backgrounds, and they quiet. I would imagine like life with father. Yes, son, why don't you tell us about the U.S. Constitution? Amy, would you please tell us who James Madison was? I can imagine a dinner like that. I would have cut my throat. So I'm glad we screamed and we yelled at each other. At least we expressed ourselves. Other news is so horrible. It's so bad. The corruption is so overwhelming. But then those of you who have your heads in the sand, you don't want to know it. I don't blame you. What can you do about it? See, that's the average person. How, what? It's not that they're stupid. It's easy to underestimate the average person and say they're dumb, dumber than you are. Some call them the low information voter. They do it on purpose, some of them. They don't want to know anymore. They can't do anything about it. They don't live in a participatory democracy. They know they live in a damn dictatorship of the press, by the press, and for the corrupt contractors. You know, I'm on the New York Post, and there's a picture of Mick Jagger at the funeral of his girlfriend who hung herself. I didn't know he had three grown children, James, Gabrielle, and Georgia May. Look at that. I thought it was all drugs, sex, and rock and roll, because normally guys like that at age 70 who have lived only for the orgasm and the women with pointy shoes, they don't have children. And the only way to get even with those guys, those snide guys, is say to them, all that sex and no children, that usually stops them in their tracks. But you can't say it to Jagger. He has three grown children. I've used it on people who try to get over on me with, you know, they're happier, they never had a family. Same, look at all the girls I had. Really, all that sex and no children, that usually shuts them up. It really does. Try it. Try it on for size. I don't know where to go today. Well, I know where I want to go right now. Now, the day wouldn't be complete. See, some days are better than others in radio. Anytime Nancy Pelosi speaks, it's a good day for radio. When she doesn't speak, it's a moderate day. And so we don't have Obama clips from the Vatican. Apparently there were no mics between him and the Pope. But in true form, Nancy Pelosi saw an opportunity, shot her mouth off. So listen to clip number 8.
I mean, it's a pretty exciting thing. So we just have to wait till we get to this election, which someone starts focusing on. And then it'll be exciting. Imagine the message that Barack Obama's presidency sent to the world. And for the black president of the United States?
Michael Savage to Nancy Pelosi, how'd that work out, a black president of the United States? Did that send race relations forward or backwards, Nancy? Did that show a standard of corruption or a standard of honesty? Did that show a standard of honesty or a standard of deceit and lies? My God, what world did they live in? So as you see, there is plenty to talk about out there. Now, the opposition party is run by a man named John Boehner, who today is talking about the 100,000 troops passing on the border with Ukraine or the most corruption in history or the invasion of Mexico of the United States. Instead, he talked about how people should dress. I'm not making this up. If you missed it in the last hour, we have to play the voice of the opposition leader in America talking about how to dress and how to comport yourself in Congress. Listen to clip 5. You're not going to believe it.
Just to reiterate the announcement of February 26th. 2013 concerning floor practice. Members should periodically rededicate themselves to the core principles of proper parliamentary practice that are still essential in maintaining order and deliberacy in the House. And the chair believes that these principles bear emphasis today. Members should refrain from trafficking in the well while another, including the presiding officer, is addressing the House. Members should wear appropriate all sittings of the House, however brief their appearance before might be. And you know who you are.
So there it is. That's the voice of the loyal opposition in America today, the one-party system ruling. I just ran out of the studio, and my heart's pounding. I'm breathing heavily. To get a book I had read last night that I left in the suitcase outside. It's by Rick Perella called The Rise and Fall of the Cleveland Mafia. I have no idea why I went for this book, nor why I read it. I remember finding out about it when I watched a film on television called Kill the Irishman. Incredible movie, well underestimated. And it's a story that needs to be told. But little did I know that The Rise and Fall of the Cleveland Mafia was written by a Cleveland policeman who is a descendant of the notorious grandfather and three uncles, all principals in the Mafia. Rick Perella himself, coming from a Mafia family, wrote this book, even though he became a Cleveland policeman. It's a heck of a book, by the way. Little known, like self-published. But what intrigued me of this book is the corn sugar and blood aspect of it. Who knew that there were wars over control of corn sugar in Cleveland? I had no idea. It was like a drug at that time. You know, I had no idea. what it was all about. Corn sugar was once the equivalent of cocaine in this country because, you know, with the sugar you could knuckle. The ascendancy of the Mayfield Road Mob. Who ever heard of these things? Well, it's for the insiders who are interested in some of this stuff. And that most of you don't care anymore. But, you know, corruption, as I'm trying to tell you, is nothing new in America. The difference is that we once had an FBI chief named J. Edgar Hoover, who by all means was probably the greatest FBI director in history. Now, he's been maligned by the American left. And what's intriguing about the American left's hypocrisy is that they accuse them of being a cross-dresser. Now they tell you, on one hand, cross-dressing is okay and it's not a crime. And on the other hand, they use it to smear J. Edgar Hoover and snicker at him. So which way do they want it? See, I'd rather have a cross-dressing queer for an FBI director who makes the streets safe enough for my grandmother to go to get a loaf of bread than a button-down straight FBI director who does nothing. How's that? Now, I'm not saying that the FBI director today does nothing, because apparently we don't even know who today's FBI director is, but we do know that the local FBI office in San Francisco just busted a major Democrat, liberal state senator named Leyland Yee, and by all estimations, this is going to go all the way up the food chain of the most corrupt Democrat party in California history. The Roman Senate couldn't have been more corrupt than this state of California's Senate is today. But don't think it started today. This has been going on from the get-go. The only difference is they knew how to make a Windsor knot in those days, and they knew how to put on the malarkey. You know, they're for this right, and they're for that right, and they're for the environment. Meanwhile, they're robbing the people blind. That's all. So what is it you want to talk about in the Savage Nation today? 855-400-7282. Before we go to your calls on the program, and I have many good ones, we have to go to the University of Wisconsin lecturer, a black lecturer, who told a class in 2010 that the election of 2010 was about white rage. And he was recorded by a student. The student was then admonished by the corrupt administration at the University of Wisconsin, who has now changed the rules that if any student records any lecture, they can be thrown out of college, because that's the liberal way, which is to make sure that well, you get the picture. In other words, anything corrupt is liberal. So now let's listen to clip number 13.
The context of 2010 was white rage. White people having to pay for health care, blacks, browns, gays, racism with the first black president. Like, you saw a bunch of American high industry just bubble up where folks started voting against their own interests. Where you had white, blue-collar males voting for Walker, even though Walker's policies are not blue collar white.
Now, here's a black communist radical telling white males that they should vote the way he sees it. Now, he goes on and tries to bamboozle the students in clip 14, recorded by a student. Listen to this.
You guys saw your voter rights being attacked. Now, all of a sudden, your college IDs aren't enough. You need more IDs to vote. College students, they're liars. You're lying about living here, going to school here. That's what they said. But it's really because they don't want college students to vote, because statistically college voters vote Democratically.
Okay, so then the black radical goes on further in 15. Now listen.
All these things are happening. What are we still talking about? Gay rights, women's rights, things to polarize people, things to feed into the sense of those deep, like I said, American values of division, racism, sexism, classism. And all the while, rich folks, predominantly white, are making money off those.
Meanwhile, Mrs. Obama's on a $30 million junket to China. Mr. Obama's on Air Force One on a junket around the world. They were supposed to believe that he hangs with the people from the streets. Now, the utter hypocrisy and garbage that just came out of this professor's mouth is not unique. It occurs every second of every day that colleges are open for business. The only difference here is that a student recorded it and released it to the media. The student was punished and almost thrown off campus for exposing what hellholes these colleges have become under the administrations that are now wholly owned subsidiaries of the Democrat socialist machine. 855-407-282. Don't call on that. Let's see. What calls do I want to take? Let's go to WABC in New York. Yuri, you've been waiting. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Thanks, Michael, for taking my call. Regarding corrupt actions, how about that couple of $100 million earmarked for just one segment of our population as you said, whites need not apply. Isn't this blatant discrimination?
Oh, you mean where Obama announced my brother's keeper a few weeks ago and it was open only to blacks and Hispanics? Women and whites need not apply. Chinese need not apply. Japanese need not apply. You mean that kind of blatant corruption and racism of Obama?
Yes.
Well, I'm glad you actually know what's going on, Yuri. Thanks for being such a conscious voter. Now, again, I got to go back to my primary point. Let's say you're scanning the dial and you never heard me before. You say, oh, who is this guy? He can't be doing this. Why is he attacking this nice, honest president? Is he a racist? Well, let me tell you something. I ask myself every day, am I exaggerating Obama's lies, cries, crimes, corruption, lying, and cronyism? Am I myself guilty of exaggeration? I don't think so. I check my facts, and you ought to check yours before you open your mouth and start slinging these racist words at people, because those who dealt them, my friends, are usually the one who dealt them. And those who use phrases most, like racism, are usually the biggest racists on planet, and they use race as a weapon against society. Okay? WVNN. Will, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hey, Dr. Savage. I was calling today. I was just reading, and I have not seen it anywhere in major media, about a mob of 50-plus black teenagers attacking a white woman and her five children, breaking the windows out in their car with rocks and stoning the children in the car.
Well, there's unfortunately a mini epidemic of black on white crime going on in America that the media is hushing up. Everyone knows that who studies these events. It started after the Zimmerman trial and it's escalated. It's gone up and down since then. It's on a low boil right now. Let's pray to God it stays on a low boil. The thing I hope for, Will, is that when these kids are caught, they're not just given a slap on the wrist, but arrested on hate crimes charges. That would stop it faster than anything. Aha, here it comes. I thought so. I think maybe I got this wrong. Remember the incident the other day of someone approaching a guided missile destroyer, overpowering the guard, taking the weapon from the guard and using the weapon to kill a sailor on the ship? Remember what I had to say about it and how I was attacked? I don't know whether I was right or wrong, but Patrick, line six, WMAL. Go ahead, please, Patrick.
Morning on the news, it was awfully said that there was a female who was a guard, and she was...
Bingo! Michael Savage predicted it was a female guard who was overpowered. I said it. And I was attacked for it. I was called sexist because of it. But it's common sense. Every time I've read about a police incident of a police person being overpowered and the gun stolen, it's a woman. Okay? Where was this confirmed, Patrick? Where did you see this?
It was all over the news today in Norfolk.
All over Norfolk. It was another woman, a little woman, because women can do anything a man can do. Is that right? I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from, SwissAmerica.com. Hey, if you're a CEO or a CFO and you're trying to find ways to grow your company, control costs, and if that's not enough, you're also looking for ways to attract and retain great employees, it's a big job. Well, listen up. I've got six reasons switching to Paycom can help. Are you ready? Number one, Paycom has one tool with one database, with one login to take care of all your HR and payroll needs. Two, Paycom's technology empowers employees to change their personal info, see their pay history, enroll in benefits, request time off, and more. Number three is something more and more employees need and expect, and that's easy access to their data from anywhere there's internet. Reason four, improved efficiency. Reason five, reduced risk. And finally, number six, every CFO and CEO's favorite. Paycom can help you improve your bottom line. To learn all the ways Paycom can help, you have to go to paycom.com. That's paycom.com. Tell them Savage sent you. They know what they're doing. Go to paycom.com.
That's the sound of people throwing out their old dehumidifiers. They've replaced them with a computerized wave ventilation unit. Wave ventilation expels moisture, gases, and toxins that are trapped in your basement or crawl space and replaces it with drier, fresher air. Wave ventilation requires no maintenance. There are no buckets to empty or filters to change. And compared to a dehumidifier, it will save you hundreds of dollars each year in energy costs.
I recently installed a unit and was stunned by the difference. I had a dehumidifier for almost 20 years without ever getting rid of that musty smell. Now, the smell is finally gone.
Say goodbye to your dehumidifier and get a Wave unit for your home. For free information, go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE. Satisfaction guaranteed. Just go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Whether it's a serious fall, fire danger, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with its slogan, "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up," protects its members. Here are some of them.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Now, Life Alert can also protect you in a fire emergency with a system that automatically notifies our monitoring center.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can avoid delay going into a nursing facility. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now. 1-877-522-2215. That's 1-877-522-2215. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure at 1-877-522-2215.
One Little Joint Supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you're looking for. Until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary two-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-514-5679. Instaflex provides powerful, effective joint relief for your knees, hands, even your hips. Prove it to yourself by calling now for your complimentary sample. Instaflex is available at GNC, Walgreens, and Vitamin Shoppe. But you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-514-5679. Call now for your two-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-514-5679.
Okay, from the start.
The acerola cherry.
Alfalfa leaf, aloe vera, apples, asparagus, banana.
Beets, bell pepper, broccoli.
Blueberries, blackberries, cranberry.
I make my Texas superfood from 55 raw, organically grown, vine-ripened fruits and vegetables.
Langoustine.
Pineapple. Sweet potato.
Papaya. Parsley. Peach.
You can see all 55 on TexasSuperfood.com.
Raspberry. Spinach. All of the nutrients that we need on a daily basis.
In a capsule or a powder, one daily dose of Texas Superfood delivers the same nutrition as 12. Count them, 12 servings of raw fruits and vegetables.
I was off all my prescription medications in the first 30 days.
I lost 60 pounds. I mean, that's huge.
Since I've been on Dr. Black Superfood, I haven't been sick.
I'm Dr. Dennis Black here in Dallas, Texas. Wouldn't you rather be healthy, energetic, and fit?
It's borderline shocking how much energy I have.
Join us on TexasSuperfood.com.
TexasSuperfood.com. TexasSuperfood.com.
All right, I guessed it right again, and that's why many of you are dedicated to this show. Despite all of the joking and kidding around, usually I can guess things ahead of people, and I guessed that the guard was a female. It's reported today as the caller just named. You have to read the whole story because they're hiding the fact that it was a woman that they had put on the pier. The man then got into an altercation with a female petty officer who had noticed him behaving erratically. A struggle began at 11 p.m., 11:20 Monday, when the man wrested the gun away from the female naval guard and began firing at security officers who responded. Master-at-Arms Second Class Mark Mayo, 24, of Hagerstown, Maryland, stepped over the disarmed officer and fired his weapon at the assailant. Thank God the man saved everyone's life. Thank God Mark Mayo, the man, naval officer, killed his bum before he got on the ship with the gun. Now, this is not to degrade women. I got to tell you, I am sick and tired of this political insanity under this administration. Going all the way back to the Clinton administration,
You can't put women in these positions and expect this not to happen.
Every time a cop is overpowered and a gun stolen, it's a woman. 99% of the time. How did I guess it? What am I, a psychic? No, I have an Aristotelian mind, and I remember things, and I put two and two together, and I can think.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Hey, listen, the IRS just issued an identity theft alert to the millions of Americans who pay taxes, including many of my Savage listeners. LifeLock reminds us, identity thieves know that virtually all the info they need to steal your identity and even your life's savings is on your tax forms. Case in point, the Treasury Department announced that an ex-IRS employee used taxpayers' personal info to file multiple fraudulent returns, stealing more than $300,000 from taxpayers like you and me. Last year alone, identity thieves stole over $3 billion with fraudulent tax returns. This is too big for you to fight alone. Not even law enforcement can stop all identity theft. You've got to do something. If you're filing taxes this year, especially if you're filing online, do what I did and arm yourself with LifeLock Ultimate Protection. Visit LifeLock.com now and enter your promo code SAVAGE or call and mention SAVAGE to save 10% on your LifeLock Ultimate membership. You call 800-838-9050. That's 800-838-9050. 800-838-9050. Network does not cover all transactions.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse, much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collections, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-299-1855. That's 800-299-1855. 800-299-1855.
Is your well water staining your toilets, sinks, and clothes? Does your water smell and taste bad? End these problems with HydroCare's revolutionary well water system. Get clean, healthy, great-tasting water in every faucet. HydroCare removes high levels of iron, hydrogen sulfide, sediment, and many other contaminants that are distasteful and damaging your fixtures. Unlike other expensive complex systems, HydroCare's multi-stage well water system costs only $799. Doesn't require any tanks, backwashing, or electricity. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Try now, pay later. HydroCare, the smart technology for all your water problems.
Go to bestwaternow.com or call now 1-866-979-9147. That's 1-866-979-9147.
The revolution in clean water is here. HydroCare.
Hi, I'm Joan London. And if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names. Mm-hmm. They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call or go online to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-467-7530, 800-467-7530.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not, it'll be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car. And as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-895-8035. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
It's 34 minutes after the hour. You're listening to the Savage Nation. We've just confirmed that my guess from the other day, that it was a female naval officer who was overpowered in front of that naval destroyer, was 100% right. But what you don't know is that when she was knocked to the ground by the assailant, it was a naval officer himself, a Marine, by the way, who stepped over her body as she lay there and shot the assailant. He was then killed. He was killed protecting the female petty officer. Okay, you put two and two together. Joining us right now is Alex Jones, who knows how to put two and two together better than anyone in the media. Prison Planet fame, radio show host himself. Alex, welcome to the Savage Nation. Thanks for being with us.
Wow, this is amazing to be here with you, Michael. Thanks for having me on.
Well, you know I love your website. I've had some of your writers on the show over and over again because these guys know how to break news, don't they?
We do have some good folks at Analysis, but I mean, so much of what's happening in the world now is so transparent. What's crazy is that the dinosaur media still tries to deny that you and others have been spot on. It just came out today that MSNBC has lost another quarter of their audience. Just one of your affiliates has more listeners and viewers than you. They are literally a paper tiger, the emperor's new clothes.
Yeah, well, you know MSNBC is owned by General Electric, NBC. And I have long ago seen MSNBC as nothing but a place to hide some of the most depressing radicals in America from marching outside GE headquarters and demand that they pay their fair share of taxes. In other words, isn't it cheaper to give Al Sharpton $1 million or more a year with no audience than have him outside with a busload of radicals screaming, pay your fair share? And it's the same with the others they have. I mean, it's a way of keeping them off the streets. It's actually a good deal for GE. That's the way I see it. It's one man's opinion. Alex, this story that I'm covering today, or the theme of today's show, is the corruption of the Obama administration. And I began by saying that journalists have always corrupted the truth to sell papers and make names for themselves. And I ask myself every day, am I exaggerating Obama's lies, crimes, corruption, and cronyism? And the answer is no. It's actually worse than I say.
Incredible.
Would you agree with that?
It's amazing. When I heard that you invited me on, the thing I wanted to try to raise was the fact that the reason you've been so successful is just not just your wide breadth of knowledge and history. And again, folks, I'm not here, you know, groveling to Michael. It's true. We have to recognize what is successfully defeating these authoritarians that pose as liberals. Thomas Jefferson was a classical liberal. Obama is a kleptocratic control freak social engineer with a gaggle of mentally ill control freaks trying to take over society. And what all the other talk show hosts do is fail to address the extremism at the level it's really happening. That's why your show, over the decades, has been so instrumental in getting people to focus on just how bad it is and then giving political cover to all the other coward talk show hosts who aren't willing to tell it like it is. The only hope we have is admitting how serious the tyranny has gotten. People over and over again, with Nazi Germany and Soviet Russia and countless other examples, fail to realize, like Neville Chamberlain, what level of evil they're dealing with. You, being a historian and a researcher, know the threat when you see it again, and we are here like watchmen on the wall, like Paul Revere's, like your society, desperately warning people. And now because you and others were there decades ago warning people, we have a chance to beat these monsters because we're not going to be caught flat-footed. And I see a major awakening happening. If we can stop the mainline blue blood country club Republicans from suppressing the Tea Party, if we can truly energize the libertarian constitutional nationalistic movement that you helped spearhead with the Borders, Language, and Culture, we can save this country. And we've got to, because the alternative is what you see in France. It's what you see going on in North Korea. It is an amalgamation of every control freak, criminal, mental patient turned loose to have their way with those of us that just want to live our lives and be successful. They are threatened by our mere existence. What tyranny is a collection of thugs, of brutes, of scum who can't produce, getting together, rationalizing, taking over society, and calling themselves liberals.
Well, you said it better than I could, Alex. I mean, you got a lot of energy and you're very sharp in your analysis. Naturally, I appreciate it. I'm getting a little feedback, by the way, from your office. I think I'm getting mic feedback if you cut something back down in the background. But, Alex, I want to ask you something. You know what's ironic to me? There's so many ironies and paradoxes and hypocrisies, and it's hard to focus on any one of them. Here we have Obama in Europe speaking about Ukraine with such sincerity about their borders and their national pride and their integrity. Here we have an America being overrun by millions and millions of illegal aliens, primarily Mexicans. We have an Obama administration catering to the Mexican government, signing up non-citizens for Obamacare, letting non-citizens distort and pervert our elections, voting in one corrupt Democrat after another, primarily in California, which is a secondary story. And here we have Obama going on and on about Ukraine's sovereignty and borders while letting our sovereignty and borders die. Here in California, I see a ray of hope. Yesterday, one of the top Democrats, and I mean top, Leyland Yee, was arrested by the FBI. Have you seen that story, Alex?
Oh, it's incredible. We've known for years about the terrorist training camps in the hills, and now he's been arrested, supposedly connected to that. And it just shows how again, institutionally gangster these people are.
But why do you think the FBI suddenly, they've been after this for 2 years, why did they suddenly bring Leyland Yee in now? What are they trying to say? Is the FBI itself ready to stand up to Eric Holder and say enough is enough? We can't take this anymore? The corruption is overwhelming? Do you think we're going to see some light in this tunnel of darkness called the American political system?
Well, I think people are looking in their children's eyes and realizing that liberty and justice brings prosperity. Tyranny brings poverty. And I totally agree. I've talked to so many FBI agents, Secret Service agents, you name it, who are appalled. And, of course, you know who they listen to. Just a fact. They tell me, Michael Savage and you, Alex. It's amazing. They're not listening to all the other people because they understand it's watered down. And look at how the FBI just removed the Southern Poverty Law Center from their list of research groups for FBI agents and police to get info from. They've now removed them.
They have? They took those scoundrels off their list?
Just happened.
You're kidding me.
It's huge news.
That is monster news because the Southern Poverty Law Center is, in my opinion, a group of gangsters. It's a gangster organization hiding behind liberalism.
Well, that's it. I mean, they don't really do anything to deal with real racism and problems that are out there. All they do is demonize anybody who's right of Mao Zedong, and they've got a very, very sordid history of actually going out, if you research it, and stirring up and running fake radical groups.
Absolutely.
Conservatives.
Alex, this is amazing news. This comes a day after the arrest of this top Democrat in California. What is going on? Is the FBI going to finally clean up this country, do you think?
Well, look, it's true that when corruption gets so bad and you're such a prosperous country, even the establishment or parts of it are realizing that Obama and the people he represents want to break this country, just like the Cloward and Piven program. They want to bankrupt people to make them go on welfare, to make them become wards of the state. That is the plan for mass social engineering. You mentioned the illegals. There's probably 30 million of them here, getting to have their babies here paid for, all the rest of it. Mexico doesn't let us go down there and have our kids paid for and get welfare. It's a joke. And then he talks about Russia. I'm not romanticizing Putin. He's a thug in many ways. But the point is, Crimea has been part of Russia over and over again. They fought 8 wars in the last 500 years over it. And the truth is, the EU just swallowed up 90% of the country and just overthrew it when Ukraine didn't vote to join the EU and be sucked dry like Spain and Portugal and Greece and Italy. And so because they didn't go along with that, they sent in a bunch of extremist EU people to overthrow the government, and the Russians are simply trying to safeguard their pipelines. And now Obama wants to sit there and act like he's some war chief you know, going after the Russians when I'm sorry. The Russians are incredibly corrupt, but compared to Obama, they look like the good guys. That's how much moral high ground we've lost when Obama backed the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt, when he backed Al-Qaeda in Libya, and where he's backing Al-Qaeda now, blowing up churches and synagogues all over Syria. Look at how they're trying to break Syria in two right now. And then John Kerry says, you know, you can't have Russia just invading countries. Russia is not invading countries. Russia has been had its back pushed against the wall, just like Napoleon and Hitler did.
Well, there's a TV piece from CNN that I found last night that made my mouth open. It was called Ukraine's Right Sector Leader Killed. And it was a member of the right-wing militia in the Ukraine, all with Kalashnikovs and military fatigues, burying their leader. I recommend people go to michaelsavage.com or CNN and see this funeral and see who the American people are now backing. Take a look at this group and tell me that these are not ultra-right-wing fascists. Paramilitary commanders are now our allies in Ukraine. Alex, do you understand how deeply embedded we are with the fascist movement in Ukraine right now? I think you do, of all people. How in the world can Obama and Kerry tell us that it was a group of college girls with tight jeans who just want pointy shoes and orgasms in order to join the EU and go to sex parties in Denmark? That's not who was behind the breakup of this parliamentary system in Ukraine. It was the EU neo-Nazis combined with the neo-Nazis of Ukraine who overthrew a democratically elected president. That's what Putin reacted to. He had to react to this.
Exactly, and everybody overuses the Nazi thing. If you're against Obamacare, you're a Nazi. If you're against turning your guns in, you're KKK, MSNBC, those are quotes. You know, quote, I'm deeply racist because I don't want to turn my guns in. And they didn't show the deeply racist quote. They just made it up. But then we got real. For those who don't know, the Nazis took over Ukraine during World War II. The west of Ukraine is extremely, the media calls them right-wing. They're really just not socialist. But the point is, the deputy president now of Ukraine literally howls Hitler, and they have meetings where they show blonde-haired, blue-eyed goddesses firing lightning bolts out of their fingers. That's their symbol, and that's now president and vice president are actual hardcore neo-Nazis who even wear 1930-style clothes. That is how whacked out they are, and now John McCain wants to give them military assistance. We've lost the moral high ground. It's like a twilight zone, Michael. I cannot believe the media is letting Obama and EU get away with a literal Nazi overthrow. That's who let it. Just like using Al-Qaeda against Syria.
Yeah, go and look at this CNN burial of the right-wing leader. Your hair will stand up. You want to look at the paramilitary. They're all on, by the way, with Kalashnikovs. Where did they get the weapons from? I thought that they had been disarmed. Who provided these weapons to them? Where did they get these weapons? And by the way, how is it that the American left is in love with the paramilitary in Ukraine while anyone with a gun in America is considered an enemy of freedom? How is that possible? And, you know, sometimes I wonder, where is the paramilitary right wing in America now that we need them? Where did they go?
Well, exactly. If it's a single mother protecting herself in Chicago with a gun, she's going to go to jail. She's living behind, you know, six or seven locks. Or if you have a gun, God forbid, in San Francisco, you go to jail. Or if a shopkeeper has a gun under the table, you know, the liquor store, he's bad. Oh, but it's fine if it's radical Muslims or Al-Qaeda fund their jihad. Why, it's okay to have the state senator connected to giving guns to the training camp. I mean, that training camp's been known about for 6-7 years on the news in California.
Wait, are you, Alex, you're talking about the Muslim training camps in California?
That's what the senator is connected to. If you read deeper, it's...
What, Leyland Yee was providing guns to them? Or he was running guns to them?
That is where the story's going. The group's connected to that, yes.
Oh, my God. I didn't think it was that bad, so maybe that's why the FBI finally had to act.
But that's what I'm saying. It's over the top. I mean, I hear this thing that Obama was secretly a Muslim and all this. And say, come on, it can't be true. But then he goes and he speaks in Cairo, and they said his Arabic was better than people that lived there. Then you look at, you know, where he went to school over in Indonesia, and you start to put all the pieces together with his half-brother funding the Muslim Brotherhood out of Kenya. in Egypt. I mean, it is really creepy. And it looks like it's some kind of bizarre double cross. I mean, I think this country's in deep trouble, Mike. And remember the missing nukes. That you were the only other person in the media, the real media, to have the courage to cover that. And then now Obama says his number one fear is a nuke going off in New York.
Yeah, what was that about with the nuclear going off in New York? What from New York? What was he implying there?
It's just a one-liner to terrorize everybody, and maybe they let Al-Qaeda land. Maybe they let Iran do it. And then, can you imagine the power Obama would get if a nuke went off? He could then declare civil war.
Oh, God. Don't let my mind. I don't want my mind to go there, Alex. It's too frightening, but I know what you're saying. Alex, we're not the only ones to fear this crap in the White House. When we come back, I want your opinion on the abuse of Michelle Obama. I'd like your opinion on how she gets away with traveling to China on a $30 million junket and denying any press access for the first time in American First Lady history. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7222-SAVAGE.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from, SwissAmerica.com. Hey, thousands of criminals get rich off a hidden home security flaw. You want to hear? Almost every alarm has this defect. They're even sold by big-name companies. You shell out $1,500, you get locked into a long-term contract. You think you're safe, right? But a burglar could destroy your alarm in a few seconds with just a pair of scissors. Did you know that? The dangerous defect, your alarm's phone line. If a burglar cuts the bingo, you're defenseless. But SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice, built by Harvard engineers. SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. That means phone stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring under $15 a month. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost, no contracts. I love them. Protect your public alarm. I trust SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeSavage.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. You got it? That's SimpliSafeSavage.com. SimpliSafeSavage.com.
The sound of people throwing out their old dehumidifiers. They've replaced them with computerized wave ventilation unit. Wave ventilation expels moisture, gases, and toxins that are trapped in your basement or crawl space and replaces it with drier, fresher air.
I recently used air
pumps to dry house. Just go to dry house now.
Home solutions for a healthy
other type of home emergency. And
I did, and there's no one there. Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
Independence is possible because of it.
Now, Life Alert can also protect you in a fire emergency with a system that automatically notifies our monitoring center.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can avoid or delay going into a nursing facility. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-877-522-2215. That's 1-877-522-2215. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure at 1-877-522-2215.
One little joint supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you're looking for. Until now. Introducing the complimentary 2-week at GNP now. Today. Joint relief sample. Complimentary 2-week sample. Select sample. 1-800-514-5679.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax bill is going to get worse. Much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business or said elections. At you, call U.S. Tax Shield 5-800.
And I'm constantly meeting people. Hey, I don't want their bad breath, do you? Smart Mouth gets to the cause of bad breath with a burn. You get fresh, clean breath for 12 hours. Other functions, they only last about an hour. So you start out in the morning, great breath away. Rinse in the evening for clean, fresh breath all night. No more mouth for 12 hours of real clean breath. Do what I do. Look for the green and white box at stores everywhere.
Joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete. The joint relief you need until now. Introducing the complimentary 2-week sample of Instaflex. our most powerful formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement. Claim your sample today. 1-800-451-DIET. Great fitness, hands, eating your hands. Histoplex is available at GT and Walgreens, but you can only get your complimentary sample by calling 1-800-451-6580. 1-800-451-6580.
Welcome back. What a blizzard of an interview with Alex Jones of this planet in InfoWars. Alex, we only have a minute left. I want to thank you for being with me on my 20th anniversary radio. Any final words, Mr. Jones?
No, it's just that, Michael, literally without you and your listeners, we completely lost this. We're hanging on by our fingernails, but we're coming back in the effort. Obama tells Africans they shouldn't have cars or air conditioning so he can have red carpets and spend $30 million, you know, a day or so on their vacations. It shows the total disconnect of these kleptocrats that you called them. And we've just got to tell it like it is and expose them for the dirty, nasty scum they are.
But Alex, listen, we've been doing this for years, but the FBI arresting Leyland Yee, the exposing of the fact that they dropped the Southern Poverty Center and an advisory group just yesterday indicates something's going on inside the highest levels of our, let us say, Praetorian Guard. I think they themselves are afraid of the corruption and implosion that's coming. Maybe they themselves are afraid of losing the country.
No doubt people throughout the system, both public and private, are freaked out. We should be freaked out. You were just upset before a lot of other people. You know what Mark Twain said? In the beginning, the patriot is a scarce man hated and feared, but the time was caused to see the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. We salute you, Michael Stavish.
It's the Savage Nation. I'm back right here on a local station.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. Bye-bye. 100 Savage. 400 Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, the Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
There are some people who are not like my grandchildren, who can handle everything so easily on their own. And these people need a little extra time. It's not, the example they gave is a 63-year-old woman came in to this phone and said, I almost got it. Every time I just got here, they cut me off. We have a lot of people just like this, through no fault of the internet, because people are not educated how to use the internet.
Am I the only one who hears this and sees this, but is the entire Democrat Party filled with feeble, corrupt individuals? I cannot believe what I'm listening to. They can't finish a sentence. They're drooling on themselves. And yet they're smart enough to keep ripping off the public. I mean, he mentioned his grandchildren who can handle everything so easily on the internet, including receiving gifts that they're not entitled to. But here we are in a new age in America. Maybe it's the beginning of the end or the end of the beginning, the FBI breaking a big Democrat, at least arresting him. And then we hear that they delisted the incredibly corrupt, in my opinion, Southern Poverty Law Center from their list of advisors. The day I see them stop listening to Islamic radical groups as advisors will be another great day in America. But maybe there is hope that our Praetorian Guard will suddenly protect the American people from the leadership itself, because that's what we need. We need someone to look out for us, and I don't know who can do it. We have no power. All we have is the ability to see and to talk about it. But in terms of stopping these corrupt imbeciles, I don't know who's going to do it for us. It's the Savage Nation, hour number 3. We're celebrating my 20th year in radio. I never thought I'd make it this far. Neither did others. But again, we direct you to my website, michaelsavage.com. And you will see the good news for those of you who have believed in me. We're on the major big market stations, New York, WABC. I beat my competitor handily with the double his audience. In Chicago on WLSF, triple his audience. In San Francisco on KSFO, I have triple his audience. And in Dallas on WBAP, I have almost triple his audience. So Michael Savage continues his domination over Sean Hannity, sweeping in 4 of the 5 top markets. Thank you for being part of the winning team, and I appreciate your being a member of the Savage Nation. Please tell your friends to search for the show every day. 855-400-7282 if you care to join the program on many different topics. What I'd like to do for you right now is play, I don't know if we should play clip 1 or 2, Neil. Which one would you play right now if we wanted to do this? I was on Newsmax TV this morning. I was interviewed by Congressman J.D. Hayworth on issues that I think are of interest to you. And I'd like you to hear a little behind-the-scenes interview from this morning right now on the Savage Nation.
We welcome you to America's Forum and very much want to talk to you about your career. Let's begin with the fact that you have been brought back to National Talk Radio in a big way by Cumulus, and you are putting, I know we deal with words, Michael, but the numbers for you in the major markets where you're now on an afternoon drive, they've been just great. Congratulations on the rating success. To what did you attribute that success?
Well, one introduction. First, yes, I really come back to the result of the Cumulus giving me this phenomenal opportunity on their flamethrower station. I mean, they have the best stations in the country. So we know that. You know, they're 80s. And so the question was, well, what are you going to do with it once you have it? Can you really make it work? I always felt that I could, but of course, it was always a trepidation of, well, now let's see, you know. And in January, February, I really crushed my number one competitor who had some very bad things to say about me, and that was old Sean Hannity. I don't know if he's whistling to happily right now, but nevertheless, head-to-head in the major markets, I've doubled and tripled the ratings on the station. So the question is why. I have a direct answer, Congressman, that not being aligned with the Republican Party for all these 20 years in radio, and God knows we need the Republican Party, because I said the worst Republican is better than the best Democrat right now, and I really mean that, because on some critical issues, such as defense spending, the opposition is beyond comprehension going to destroy this country, eliminating the Tomahawk fire missiles. And the latest Defense Department budget is one example of many killing that. So the first month of office, practically, we're now passengers on a Russian border. Nevertheless, as I said, it wouldn't have been out of a Republican majority, but I'm an independent conservative. I have been for years. I've tremendous problems with the Motor Road approach. And at the end of the day, I think is that because I'm not aligned, I'm thinking that people agree with me hearing what I think. I think there's an unfiltered opinion in a world of, what should we say, talking points, or what do you call those things with people just say they think, but it's watch the ear. I think the other thing that with the show, combined with you know, my politics and Emily's stories and such, has worked as magic. At least that's what I think.
Well, Michael, of course, we remember your career, and when you really made a splash, going on the air in San Francisco at KSFO, and San Francisco, of course, it has the reputation of perhaps the most liberal city in America, and yet, again, just right there, foreshadowing the national success you're having right now, you were pulling great numbers in the 1990s back in San Francisco. Again, why the appeal in an area that would not be so hospitable to a free-thinking conservative, independent conservative?
Because there are more conservatives than the newspapers and the media will let you believe. As you know, in America, it's the same story. Not everyone is a loony left-wing fanatic who supports Nancy Pelosi and Dianne Feinstein's insanities. The people can't stand them. The problem is there's never been an opposition voice here. There hasn't been an opposition voice in 30 years. It's a one-party state. Hopefully that'll change now that they just arrested the Leyland E.E. in the biggest corruption case in my lifetime. And so they may unravel the entire Democrat machine, which is the most corrupt machine since find back to the answer is a part that cannot stand. I said on my show last week there was more honesty in I can't stand listening to Obama give us these lying speeches from The Hague. I'm going crazy listening to this insanity. He cares about the integrity of Ukraine, the borders of Ukraine, and he doesn't care about the borders of America. I mean, this man is a roving disaster. And on a lower level, it's exactly the same thing. The same pack, the same lies, the same left-wing garbage. So if someone no longer expects himself to any of reality, that's what he's talking about.
About Washington, we talked about San Francisco. Let me switch gears and talk about Sacramento in terms of the state capital. And there's Jerry Brown as governor again. There's the Democrat supermajority in both houses, if I'm not mistaken. And we've seen some incredibly bizarre acts, for example, allowing illegal aliens to sit for the bar exam, practice law in California. What is going to rescue the state from the loony left, as you call it?
Power corrupts, absolute power corrupts, absolutely. The takedown of the Chinese American in the U.S. was so powerful. It just happened yesterday. Leyland Yi was arrested by the FBI. It's almost unheard. It's unprecedented in the state in my lifetime. All the Democrats are now running scared. They've lost the supermajority, by the way. They lost it over the last month because two other Democrats were taken in by the FBI on the ethics violations, meaning take money under the table. They lost their supermajority. They don't have it anymore. With the takedown and the arrest indictment of Leyland Yi, they're all running scared, and now the Republican Party is suddenly saying maybe, just maybe, we can get rid of the throne of a one-party system. So I say the corruption amongst the Democrats has been so rampant that eventually they brought themselves down. And I think, I got to tell you this, no one knows this, but I was covering this case yesterday on my radio show, and FBI called my call screener, and he said, I cannot go on the air, but just tell Savage to tell his audience that the arrest of Leyland Yi is only the beginning, not the end. There are many more that are going to go down. And I think that this is the beginning of the end of this corrupt machine. However, my fear, remember 3 weeks ago, Harry Reid was implicated in some corruption by a local FBI and state police in Nevada. And what happened? None other than Eric Holder stepped in and pulled the FBI case and said, you can't pursue it.
We're just getting a glimpse, Michael Savage, of why your audiences continue to grow. I'm on the edge of my seat. We want to bring you back sometime to talk more about your varied career, your success on radio, and all those best-selling books. Michael Savage, a wonderful time with you. We look forward to visiting with you again very, very soon.
Good stuff, Michael Savage.
Thank you very much.
You can see why he has such a loyal and huge audience. And his books are great, too.
Absolutely.
Very diverse.
Savage.
Oh, I want to thank Newsmax for that interview. We had Alex Jones on in the last hour. And I mean, these are the few friends that I have in the media. These are independent outlets who think for themselves. They're not part of the cartel that tries to blacklist me. And I want to thank them for having me on the show. And I hope you enjoyed the interview because it was interesting from my point of view. There are some little breaking news here. The administration under Obama has gotten even crazier today. They just fired 9 officers in the Air Force. That's right. Remember the fake scandal against the nuclear officers? Well, they just dismissed them from the Air Force. Who dismissed them? A non-flying woman who is now the Secretary of the Air Force threw them out of the Air Force without a trial. I am telling you that Obama is making us unable to defend ourselves. Who do you think is going to be able to control our nuclear arsenal if he gets rid of the top people? He's decapitated the leaders throughout the military in the same manner, I'm sorry to tell you, that Stalin did in the 1950s. In fact, I'll go back earlier in the Soviet Union's history. Stalin was so paranoid and power mad that he eliminated so many generals before World War II that in the beginning of World War II, the Russian army was almost unable to defend itself against the onslaught by the Nazis, which is why the Nazis almost took Moscow. And we have now a military in America that has been so deballed, debased, and decapitated by the Obamaites that I wonder if we can still fight and win a war. I'll be right back on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from, SwissAmerica.com. Hey, face it, shaving is a pain. Most people think an expensive razor, well, that's the fix. But 3 blades, 6 blades, hey, 15 blades won't matter. You're still going to get nicks, bumps, and irritation. The secret to a pain-free shave is Cremo Cream. Foams and gels are mostly air, but Cremo is a rich, impossibly slick cream. Any razor will glide over your skin for a more comfortable, pain-free shave. You want a better shave? Get better shave cream. Cremo, white tube with a red cap at Walmart and Walgreens.
Does your well leave burn rust stains on clothes and fixtures? Does it smell bad? Get rid of it all with the HydroCare Iron 300X. HydroCare's multi-stage process gets rid of iron, sulfide, and odors. HydroCare is an easily installed, compact system without tanks, backwashing, or servicing, and only costs $799. You'll be amazed how fresh and clean well water can be. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, visit goodclearwater.com, goodclearwater.com.
Hi, I'm Shed London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names. They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call or go online to get free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now. 800-467-7530. 800-467-7530.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It'll be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car. And as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting occasions. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 800-895-8035. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
That's the sound of people throwing out their old dehumidifiers. They've replaced them with a computerized Wade ventilation unit. Ventilation expels moisture, gases, and toxins that are trapped in your basement or crawl space and replaces it with running fresh air. Wade ventilation requires no maintenance. There are no buckets or filters to change. And compared to a dehumidifier, it will save you hundreds of dollars a year.
I recently installed a unit, and the sound of my difference. I had a dehumidifier for almost 20 years without ever getting rid of that smell. Now, the smell is finally gone.
Say goodbye to your dehumidifier and get away for your home.
For free information, go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-96-WAY. Satisfaction guaranteed. Just go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-4WAY.
Attention, did you know the certain changes that the IRS could back taxes in 2014? It's true, pay attention. Actually, for 2013 and 2014 taxes, back then by calling my friends at Swiss America, 800-289-2646. They will explain how to start an existing IRA or 401k into gold, silver, and platinum in a government precious metals IRA. Savage says the more you IRA, the less you IRS. Who would you rather pay, yourself or the government? Well, a simple 5-minute call to Swiss America is the first step at 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. Don't delay. April 15th is fast approaching, and gold prices are up over 12% so far in 2014. Remember this, the more you IRA, the less you IRS. Call Swiss America now, 800-289-2646. LM Savage at the call. It's still not too late. 800-289-2646. My friends at Swiss have simplified it for you. Take action now.
Neither the United States nor Europe has any interest in controlling Ukraine. We have sent no troops there. What we want is for the Ukrainian people to make their own decisions, just like other free people around the world.
How about the free people in America that existed before you seized power, Mr. Obama? How about us making our own decisions with regard to the invasion by Mexico into the United States, with regard to the corruption within your administration? When have you last asked us to make our own decisions? Well, the hypocrisy continues, and you'll notice there's not one picture in one newspaper in America of the junket by Mrs. Obama in China, which is now, day five of her $30 million trip. Do you have any idea what propaganda is? Propaganda consists both of stories and pictures that the ruling powers want you to see, and stories and pictures that the ruling powers do not want to see. They do not want you to see the abuse by Michelle Obama. They do not want you to see any of the abuse of the Obamas, and so they cover for him. Today, for example, we see Obama wrapping himself in the Pope's robes, which I find to be shocking and hypocritical by the Pope, by the way. How can the Pope see a man who is such an atheist that it oozes from his tie itself? How can the Pope meet with the President of the United States, who is such a proponent of abortion down to the time of conception? You have to answer that question because I can't. And I certainly don't answer, I certainly cannot speak for the millions of Catholics in America who must themselves be shocked by the Pope embracing such an individual. Now let's go to the callers on the Savage Nation. The phone number is 855-400-7282 if you care to enjoy the show. Join the show. WDAR, Al, you've been holding a long time. Go ahead, you're on the Savage Nation.
Hey, Michael, I just wanted to say happy anniversary.
Thank you.
I started in 2002, 2003. My son got thrown out of high school, and he had to go to alternate night school. And by doing so, he was forced to listen to you on my radio station on Page Delay at that time. And thankfully, you now are during the day, so I get to listen to you at work and on my way home.
And how is your son doing?
He's doing awesome. He's got his life together. He's got a full-time job. He works every day. He's got a girlfriend with a kid, and he's doing really great.
And why do you think he turned his life around? What helped him? Obviously, he had a strong father who helped guide him. That's one thing. But what other influences, other than you saying the radio show, has anything else helped him?
Just listening to me and listening to you and conservatism and...
I hear you. Conservative values rule. See, the kids aren't exposed to it, so they don't know what is right and what is wrong. If they hear only one side, they have no alternative. But if they are able to balance the lies and hypocrisy and pornography and filth that is put into their head, the anti-Americanism, the anti-familyism, the anti-police, the anti-military, the anti-mother, the anti-father, the anti-church, the anti-Christian, the anti-cross, if they listen to that day and night and they have no alternative message, you can't blame the children. And then you've got a corrupt medical establishment that drugs them at the first sign of independent thought. They call them disturbed in some way, and they put them on medication to further reduce their ability to think. You can't blame the children. It's a lost generation because of this juggernaut of political corruption and medical corruption. So it's a long battle. It's a hard battle, but it has to be fought. I guess we're hitting the bottom of the hour. I'll be back in a moment to take more of your calls right here at 855-400-7282. It's the Savage Nation. Be here or be nowhere. Give me 15 minutes and I'll give you America has been what my motto since January. And boy, have you given me your 15 minutes. My average quarter hour rules across America. In fact, on WABC in New York, my show is the most popular with the largest AQH.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Bad credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates or low minimum payments. Before you know it, you owe thousands of dollars in credit card debt. It has happened to millions of good people just like you. But here's the good news. Thanks to a powerful program now approved, anyone with $2,000 or more in credit card debt can cut their credit card payments up to half and even reduce or eliminate interest charges altogether. That's right. Our nationwide nonprofit program is helping U.S. residents cut their credit card payments. Call 800-317-5697 now. The call and information are free. We've helped over 500,000 people with their credit card debt, and now we can help you. Call 800-317-5697 to see how this powerful nonprofit program can work for you. Bad credit card debt happens to good people. Get free of credit card debt today. Call 800-317-5697. That's 800-317-5697. Again, 800-317-5697.
Whether it's a serious fall, fire danger, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with its slogan, "Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up," protects its members. Here are some of them.
When you have a heart attack, I did, and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Now, Life Alert can also protect you in a fire emergency with a system that automatically notifies our monitoring center.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can avoid or delay going into a nursing facility. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-877-522-2215. That's 1-877-522-2215. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure at 1-877-522-2215.
One Little Joint Supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints. It even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't give you the joint relief you're looking for. Until now. Introducing the complimentary two-week sample of Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It's the number one selling joint supplement at GNC. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary two-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-514-5679. Instaflex provides powerful, effective joint relief for your knees, hands, even your hips. Prove it to yourself by calling now for your complimentary sample. Instaflex is available at GNC, Walgreens, and Vitamin Shop. But you can only get your complimentary two-week sample by calling 1-800-514-5679. Call now for your two-week Instaflex sample. 1-800-514-5679.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse, much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collections, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-299-1855. That's 800-299-1855. 800-299-1855.
Is your well water staining your toilets, sinks, and clothes? Does your water smell and taste bad? End these problems with HydroCare's revolutionary well water system. Get clean, healthy, great-tasting water in every faucet. HydroCare removes high levels of iron, hydrogen sulfide, sediment, and many other contaminants that are distasteful and damaging your fixtures. Unlike other expensive complex systems, HydroCare's multi-stage well water system costs only $799. Doesn't require any tanks, backwashing, or electricity. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Try now, pay later. HydroCare, a smart technology for all your water problems.
Go to bestwaternow.com or call now 1-866-979-9147. That's 1-866-979-9147.
The revolution in clean water is here. HydroCare.
The country is being destroyed from within. The head of the Secret Service is a Julia A. Pearson. The head of the Air Force is a woman who just fired 9 members of our nuclear command structure. The head of the Secret Service just sent 3 men home from Holland for getting drunk after work. Do you have any idea what's going on in this country? We're told, oh, it's a woman and she's, this is great, we should celebrate it because she's the first woman to head the male-dominated agency. Well, let me tell you something. This country was saved by males who dominated the military, not by women who took over these agencies, because we have a psychotic president who is imposing rules that you'd see in a university, not in the Secret Service, not in the FBI, not in the military, not in the Air Force, not in the Navy. Insanity, wherever you turn. Insanity, an upside-down world. An upside-down world by the king of crony capitalism, the biggest fraud in the history of the presidency, gallivanting around the world giving meaningless speeches. Wife is on a $30 million junket, and the director of the Secret Service fired Secret Service agents because they dared to get drunk off duty. Who is she? What's her background? Well, you check it out. You check it out and find out why she was suddenly turned into the head of the Secret Service, and if we have a better Secret Service or a worse Secret Service. Everywhere you turn, there's this disease, this plague of political insanity, all because we have a demented academic socialist running the country. The weakness is overwhelming, but it's weakness combined with corruption that is so worrisome. The one who heads the Air Force, another non-flying woman, is made the Secretary of the Air Force, steps in, and with the stroke of a pen, the little fascist dictator fires 9 officers who were in charge of our nuclear command, not because they cheated, but because they were in charge of the Air Force Academy when cheating allegedly occurred. This is nothing other than a political sabotage of our military by Obama and these fascist leaders he put in place, in my opinion. You say, well, what can I do about it? Who do I write? Nobody. You can't do anything about it. You got to pray to God that what started in San Francisco will end in the White House. You got to pray to God that there are men inside the FBI who, as they just arrested Leyland Yee, because maybe they themselves woke up and said, the hell with it. Let them come after me. We can't take this anymore.
Leyland Yee, big liberal, supported the environment, supported gays, supported lesbians, supported the environment, anti-gun. And meanwhile, he's indicted on a drug, on a gun running charge. You hear this? You hear this? Do you understand how this operates? The bigger the green, the bigger the green, you know you're getting raped. Whenever you hear them talking about social issues and social justice and inequality, you know they're robbing you and raping you. That's all you got to do is put two and two together. The more they talk about social justice, you know the more they're robbing you and raping you. That's all you got to know. That's how I see it. It's one man's opinion. And maybe the FBI in San Francisco finally said, you know what? If we have to go rogue, we're going to go rogue. We're going to bring this guy down. Because if we don't, we're going to lose the country. Maybe they have wives and children. And maybe they understand what's at stake. Maybe now there will be others who will get the courage to go after these little mini fascists in skirts across the landscape of the Obama administration. The little fascists in skirts who are decimating this country. You heard me. And if you don't like it, it's too damn bad. Because I know what the heck I'm talking about. And I know what I'm talking about is true. If you don't know it, it's your problem. So here we are. The Russians have 100,000 troops on the border of Ukraine. It looks to me like we're going to see an invasion probably over the weekend while Obama's on vacation somewhere in Saudi Arabia. Or God knows where he'll meet up with. Maybe he's going to meet up with Mrs. Obama in Indonesia, his home country. I don't know, on the way home. After all, it's an around-the-world junket for him and for her, and they're entitled to it. They've worked so hard this year, and perhaps they need a little mini-vacation in Indonesia on the way home to visit his original madrasas and sign the guest book. We don't know. But the fact is, we're in very, very dire straits here. When I see that we can no longer fly to our space station without going to Vladimir Putin for a ticket, and remember I wrote about this 3 books ago, I was outraged. I spent the whole chapter. I screamed till I almost lost my vocal cords. How could this man get away with eliminating NASA with the stroke of a pen? But it fell on dead ears. Everyone was dancing around the golden idol. Everybody was just dancing around the golden idol. The Republicans were drinking their way into the cloakroom and out of the cloakroom. They were full of decorum and lacking any substance. And that's why we are. So we lost NASA. And now, as you well know, maybe you don't know, we were once the most advanced nation on Earth in space technology. We're now a laughingstock where we have to sit at the back of the bus, so to speak, on a Russian spacecraft. Think about the irony of what I just said to you. An administration obsessed with civil rights, so-called, has turned us into second-class citizens who have to sit on the back of a space bus to get to our own space station. And meanwhile, Obama's threatening Putin with this and that, and 9 men are not going to be able to come to New York and rent prostitutes and the banks and go to the Vatican, wraps himself in the robes. Meanwhile, he has to go to Putin to get to our space station, or the people up there will starve to death. I don't even know what's on our space station. Maybe there's monkeys who'll die from a lack of feed. But in either case, if Putin says, yet, you're not flying to your space station, go see someone else. You can't come on our shuttle, what are they going to do? Who's Obama going to turn to? One of the women who now run it, who turned it into a propaganda group for Muslim achievements in space? That's what he did. Turn NASA from what it was into a propaganda outlet for Muslim achievements in space technology. That's what he's done. I mean, this is crazier by the second. So it motivates me to get up every day and try to express myself, because it's all I've got left on Earth. There's nothing else that's worth doing. Nothing is worth doing other than trying to keep being the Paul Revere of my time. Remember, it was I who created the Paul Revere Society, not Rush Limbaugh, who was smart enough to have created it into a book. Good for him. He's always been a better marketer than I was. And I take my hat off to him. Anyone who can take the concept of the Paul Revere and wrap himself in that is a wonderfully intelligent man of marketing. That's all I can say, and I take my hat off to him. Let's go to the callers. KBET in Las Vegas. Hannah, welcome to the program. Go ahead, please.
Mr. Savage, Dr. Savage, I just want to tell you congratulations on your 20 years.
Thank you.
I lived in Israel for 18 years. I'm back in this country for 2.5. I've been listening to you since I got back, and there is absolutely nothing I don't agree with. Except I'd like you to learn a little bit more about Judaism. But besides that, you, as my son says, you feed everything I believe. You are the only one that gets the illness and the depravity and the everything about this country.
Well, what more can you say other than what you've said? And I thank you, Hannah, for being a loyal listener. Well, I don't need to learn any more than I've already learned, other than reading the Bible when I do read it, which is not often. And most people who are listening to a secular radio show don't like to listen to any reading from Deuteronomy or from Isaiah, and so I try not to do it. But I don't know. Sometimes it has political implications that strike me as quite important when you see that the same kind of insanity existed in ancient Israel. And as a result, although the prophets were screaming from the mountaintops trying to stop the people from their worship of the golden calf, no one listened to them, and Israel fell. And ancient Israel fell, and we fear, and many, many religious people listen because they do think that it is God's word, and they take it literally, and they fear that the same elements exist in our society today, and the epitome of anti-religious atheism, anti-religious philosophy, rather, that emanates from Obama and from everyone in his administration is going to bring this country to its knees. We're not too far from that. I mean, bring its country to it. The idiots in Congress just today voted, like the ducks that they are, to grant, what was it, $100 billion to Ukraine. Are you listening to this number? Where'd they get the money from? Who authorized them to steal it from me? Did you say that I want some of my tax dollars to give weapons to the neo-Nazi paramilitary forces in Ukraine? I should arm those people who are walking around with modern swastikas on the uniforms? You don't want to hear it because your morons in the media won't show you their pictures. Go look at them and see who's behind the overthrow of the duly elected government. There's only so much I can do, truthfully. But, you know, Obama's threat of a dirty nuke going off in New York City was very frightening because it worries me that in the midst of all of this, in the midst of what's going on in the world, that he would talk about that like that at this time was almost like a subconscious release of something that we shouldn't even have heard. We should not have even heard. Jonah, WMAL in Washington, D.C., fire away, you're on the Savage Nation.
Hi. The reason I call, first of all, the sanctions were going to ruin the Russian stock market. What the heck do they think has happened to our stock market ever since they started with business about the Ukraine? It's down again today, and it's down very badly. And secondly, he's worried about a missile to New York. Maybe he ought to worry about himself, because one may hit his area in Washington. Isn't this correct?
I don't know why he would mention his fear of a suitcase nuke going off in New York. What is he talking about, and why did he say that? Joan, that's the thing that's got people buzzing in America. KSFO, my local town of wonderful San Francisco, the most corrupt city west of the Colorado River. Dolores, welcome to the Savage Nation. What's on your mind?
Hey, happy birthday and happy anniversary.
Yes, my birthday is this Monday. You're right. Thank God. I forgot already.
Yeah.
What's on your mind? How do you feel about the FBI arresting Leyland Yee? This is a huge national story, Dolores.
Yes. Well, anyway, happy birthday and happy anniversary. I was talking to you when your mother was on. Oh, I think when she was 83 years old.
Oh, you called the show in 1995, 96?
Well, when your mother was alive, I forget what year that was, when she was 83.
God, I don't even remember. I don't remember the years. They've gone by so quickly, Dolores. But how many years have you been listening to the Savage Nation on my 20th anniversary?
What's that?
How long years have you listened to the show?
Oh, my gosh. It seems like forever. And I just love you.
Well, if it's forever, then I'm a Methuselah. And I thank you for being a loyal Savagette. Thank you very, very much. 855-400-7282. WMAL, Steve, you've been holding a long time. Fire away from Washington, D.C. What's on your mind?
Dr. Savage.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much for taking the call. Curiously, the whole thing with Obama and the, I think I'm saying this right, the initiative for the...
Yeah, my brother's keeper for blacks and browns only. Yeah, the great racial equalizer. How is that even legal?
You know, well, it's not. It doesn't sound very fair, but of course, most people aren't paying much attention to it, unfortunately, because of...
Maybe the norm of corruption has reached a level where they expect it from him. That he is such a navigator of lies and corruption that they expect him to navigate the next... In other words, he's such a navigator of corruption, lies, deceit, dishonesty, whatever you want to call it, that they hear about it, they say, oh, again? The Brothers Keeper program is limited only to young men. He calls them boys, not me, who are of African-American or Hispanic heritage. No women, no whites, no Asians need apply. How is that even possible? WMAC. MAC, John, you're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Thank you, Michael. I appreciate it. You made a great show today. Thanks for having me on. I learned earlier that you wanted a list, perhaps from some of us, of what we could remember about his corruptions. I have an astoundingly long one that probably isn't complete.
All right, give me the top five examples of Obama's corruption. Give them to me in fact, please. I don't have much time.
Fast and Furious, Benghazi, IRS, Solyndra, NSA, his cabinet was originally a bunch of tax cheats.
Yes.
Obama.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Think you're 100% right. Those are only the top five of over 200 that have been annotated. But here's the question. When you have a New York Times, which has fallen to such a level of disrepair that they run stories about Bridgegate in New York City, trying to smear Christie, without any mention of any scandal of Obama, what do you expect the little newspapers around America to do? They're going to follow suit and cover up at every level. It is the Savage Nation. I'll be right back. Be here or be nowhere.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I, Michael Savage, trust to buy my gold and silver from, SwissAmerica.com. Hey, if you're a CEO or a CFO and you're trying to find ways to grow your company, control costs, and if that's not enough, you're also looking for ways to attract and retain great employees, it's a big job. Well, listen up. I've got six reasons switching to Paycom can help. Are you ready? Number one, Paycom has one tool with one database with one login to take care of all your HR and payroll needs. Two, Paycom's technology empowers employees to change their personal info, see their pay history, enroll in benefits, request time off, and more. Number three is something more and more employees need and expect, and that's easy access to their data from anywhere there's internet. Reason four, improved efficiency. Reason five, reduced risk. And finally, number six, every CFO and CEO's favorite. Paycom can help you improve your bottom line. To learn all the ways Paycom can help, you have to go to paycom.com. That's paycom.com. Tell them Savage sent you. They know what they're doing. Go to paycom.com.
Hi, I'm Jen London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really? Mm-hmm.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call or go online to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-467-7530, 800-467-7530.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you can donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-895-8035. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It'll be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car. And as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-895-8035. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-895-8035. That's 1-800-895-8035.
That's the sound of people throwing out their old dehumidifiers. They've replaced them with a computerized wave ventilation unit. Wave ventilation expels moisture, gases, and toxins that are trapped in your basement or crawl space and replaces it with drier, fresher air. Wave ventilation requires no maintenance. There are no buckets to empty or filters to change. And compared to a dehumidifier, it will save you hundreds of dollars each year in energy costs.
I recently installed a unit and was stunned by the difference. I had a dehumidifier for almost 20 years without ever getting rid of that musty smell. Now, the smell is finally gone.
Say goodbye to your dehumidifier and get a wave unit for your home.
For free information, go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE. Satisfaction guaranteed. Just go to dryhousenow.com or call 888-964-WAVE.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Whether it's a serious fall, fire danger, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with its slogan, "Help, I've fallen and I can't get up," protects its members. Here are some of them.
When you have a heart attack like I did, and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Now, Life Alert can also protect you in a fire emergency with a system that automatically notifies our monitoring center.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can avoid or delay going into a nursing facility. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-877-522-2215. That's 1-877-522-2215. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure at 1-877-522-2215.
Hey, face it, shaving is a pain. Most people think an expensive razor, well, that's the fix. But 3 blades, 6 blades, hey, 15 blades won't matter. You're still going to get nicks, bumps, and irritation. The secret to a pain-free shave is Cremo Cream. Foams and gels are mostly air, but Cremo is a rich, impossibly slick cream. Any razor will glide over your skin for a more comfortable, pain-free shave. You want a better shave? Get a better shave cream. Cremo, white tube with a red cap at Walmart and Walgreens.
You need a website. Why not do it yourself? You know your business. With Wix.com, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. With Wix.com, you don't need to be a programmer. Just use the intuitive drag-and-drop website builder. There's no limit to how creative you can be. It's your website, your style. Show the world you can do. Create your own stunning website today. Go to Wix.com. It's easy and free.
I got to tell you something. I never thought I'd last 20 years. I always thought I'd be in the top three if I lasted at all, but I'm here. And I won't be here another 20 years. I mean, you know, I don't know whether you'll be here in another 20 years. For sure, I'm not going to be a radio 20 years. I don't think I'll be on Earth in 20 years. So to me, it's a big deal. A 20th anniversary in any profession is a milestone. You ask yourself how many people you know could do what I've done for 20 years. And remember, I started rather late in life. It was my third or fourth career. It was not my first choice. I never trained in broadcasting. It's something I just did, and I was good at it, and, you know, duck to water kind of thing. I knew I had the nature for it. And I had told you before that the years I was doing book tours, you know, the 5-10 city tours when I would do a book on herbal medicine or nutrition, every time I would go around the country, I'd meet some of the most beautiful people I ever met in my life. To this day, I don't wish I remember the gentleman's name. It was on a station in Seattle. Yeah. In those days, radio, in the 1970s, radio was considered an extremely prestigious career. And I remember walking in the studios in Seattle. I'm sorry, I don't remember which. They had huge pictures of each of their daytime hosts on the wall. So you really knew that the station appreciated the hosts of the radio station. Well, those days are long gone. We're nothing but marionettes today, you know, small little sock puppets But in those days, they were considered stars. And one of them had this great voice. I was talking about one of my books, I don't know, Earth Medicine or whatever it was, 1972. Remember what I'm talking about? It was my first published book. And he said to me during a break, he said, "Michael, you have a wonderful, wonderful voice. You have a great presence on radio. You ought to consider a career in radio." Well, it was like saying to someone, "You ought to consider a career in Major League Baseball." I had no idea how to become a radio host. I said, "That's a great idea. How do you do it?" He said, "I don't know, but you'd be good at it." Well, it never happened then. It took many, many years later. I'm talking 20 years after that. I even sent out my demo tape. I wouldn't recommend sending out demo tapes to anyone who wants to be on radio. Those days are over. Period.
Savage.